17-20节。
Today's scripture is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 to 20.
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一话也不能废去，都要成全。所以，无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国要称为最小的；但无论何人 遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国要称为大的。我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of all the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I'll tell you the truth. Until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commandments will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless that your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Let's give our...
是小孩子。
我猜这是比较罕见的。I
guess it's very rare.
今天冷一点对我们也有点好处。It's
good for us. It's cold.
因为让我们的脑袋更加清醒。Because
it makes our mind more clear.
据说有一个没有什么明确的研究，但据说有一个传说，说是地方冷的地方的人都思想比较深刻。It
is said that people living in cold place have a clear, deeper thinking man.
所以现在你能够理解为什么东部人说西部人没有文化了。
So now you can understand why the people living in the West said people living in the people living in the West, living in the East said people living in the West do not have culture.
因为太热。
Because it's too hot.
我们今天是很难的一段经文。Today's
scripture is very difficult.
我甚至在过去在研究圣经准备讲章的时候，甚至没有碰到类似的困难。I
never met the difficulty as such as this one before when I was preparing sermons.
我很诚实地告诉大家，到今天早上凌晨我还在准备。Honestly,
I tell you the truth. Until 1 o'clock this morning, I still preparing this sermon.
但是我们这是非常难解的一段经文。This
is a very difficult paragraph.
它是一个对一个基督徒来讲是一个非常严肃的挑战。This
is a serious challenge to Christians.
因为这个基督徒跟律法到底是什么关系？Because
what is the relationship between the law and the Christians?
我们怎么去对待旧约？
How do we understand, how do we treat the Old Testament?
这不是一个简单的问题。
This is not a simple problem.
这从基督教产生以来,
This is a problem starting from the genesis of Christianity.
到今天接近2000年,
to today, about 2000 years past.
这个问题仍然是教会史上的大问题。
This is still a huge problem haunting the church.
我希望尽全力的能够非常简明的告诉大家,
Today I will do my best to tell you the simple truth.
但希望不会去减弱它。
But I won't reduce it to a simple thing.
在17节耶稣告诉我们,
In verse 27, Jesus told us,
I
come, I he said, I come, do not abolish the law and the prophets.
这里的律法和先知其实就是指着一本书，就是旧约。
Here, the law and the prophets essentially is referring to a book called Old Testament.
旧约在新约里面有一些不同的名称。
The Old Testament has many different names in the New Testament.
有的时候叫圣经。
Sometimes it's called Scripture.
有的时候叫律法。
Sometimes it's called the law.
有的时候叫律法、先知或者叫诗篇。
Sometimes it's called the law, the prophets, or the hymn, the psalms.
对，这些都是旧约的名字。
These are all the names of the Old Testament.
所以在马太这里的意思就是，耶稣说我来不是要废掉旧约。
So Matthew here essentially is saying when Jesus say I came, I do not want I do not abolish the Old Testament.
所以这里的旧约不是指那个约，是指那本书。
This is not referring to the Old Covenant, but referring to the book, the Old Testament.
所以让我们可以稍微轻松一点开始。
So we can have a relaxing.
有一个著名的新约学者，他说。
There is a very famous New Testament scholar. He said,
他说虽然这段经文非常难懂。
Although this paragraph is hard to understand.
但是呢，他说这里只是耶稣的一个书评。
But this is really a short review from Jesus.
是很短的一个书评。
This is a very short review.
这提醒我要很认真的写书评。
This reminds me that I should write review very seriously. Take review.
因为我们念书总是不停的要写书评，我不晓得你们念的需不需要，反正我整天要写书评。
I don't know you, but me, I have to write a review almost every day.
但是我没有想的啊，但是我们从来没有从耶稣写书评的角度来理解这段经文。
But I have never thought about to understand this paragraph from Jesus was writing a review.
他表达他对旧约的看法。
He was expressing his view on the Old Testament.
那他只是表达了他对于这个旧约，他在他的心目中是什么样一个地位。
He is expressing the status of Old Testament in his heart.
他的使命跟他的跟这本书有什么关系
？What is the relationship between his mission and this book?
而这本书对基督徒而言又意味着什么
？And also, what's the meaning to Christians?Does this book?
那我们如果我们来理解那整个第五章的结构
，If we understand structure of the chapter five,
我们就会知道耶稣的这段话是处于一个很核心的这整章经文里面很核心的一个位置。
Now, then we can understand that this paragraph is located in a very core part of this chapter.
在三到十二节里面
chapter.Verse 3 to 12. Here, Jesus was saying the life of a Christian, spiritual life of a Christian.
他的内在品格
and their inner character.
而十三到十六节是讲到基督徒在世界上的生活，它是一个外在的见证。
Verse 13 to 16 essentially here saying is the external life of a Christian is an external witness.
所以这个在世界上的生活是什么呢？耶稣说是光，你们是世上的光。
What is the life of Christian in the world? Jesus said is the light. You are the light.
什么是世界的光？
What is the light of the world?
我们已经解释过耶稣自己是世界的光。
We have explained that Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
追随他的人，他分享了耶稣的光。
His followers also shares the light of Christ.
那么因此呢，他们就这一群人成为世界的光。
So this group of people, his followers also become the light of the world.
他们究竟用什么样的东西成为世界的光呢
？How do they become the light of the world?
就是用着耶稣的耶稣的道，耶稣的福音。
They use the logos or the word of God and His gospel.
但是耶稣在这里说，他的道，他的福音，就是透过旧约这本书表达出来。
And Jesus said His word and His gospel is expressed through the Old Testament.
那么耶稣认为基督徒能够影响这个世界。
Jesus believed that Christians can influence the world.
基督徒能够成为世界的光。
Jesus said Christians can become the light of the world.
因为他们对于上帝的律法 的遵行。
Because they can obey the Old Testament, the law.
他们甚至从某种角度呢是对律法的更进一步的成全。
In many ways, it is a further accomplishment of the law.
那么在耶稣讲完了这个关于圣经的旧约圣经的看法以后，
After Jesus expressed his view on of the Old Testament,
他来处理犹太人的传统。
He deal with the Jewish tradition.
耶稣在这里说，你们听见古人的话说，听见古人的话说。
Here Jesus said, you have heard the word from the ancient times.
在21节到48节里面。
From verse 21 to in verse 21 and 48,
耶稣用了六个不同的对比。
Here Jesus said six different comparisons.
是他对传统的看法。
This to express his view of the old tradition.
耶稣在这里告诉我们，基督徒成为世界的光，是能够活出，是见证出上帝的律法。
Here, Jesus tell us Christians can witness the God's law by living as the light of the world.
而耶稣在另外一方面就指出，基督徒他们作为光，是因为他们挑战了传统，或者他们超越了传统。
On the other hand, Jesus also telling us, Christians become the light of the world. They also challenging the tradition, also surpass the tradition.
这不是一个容易的事情。
This is not an easy task.
我们到最后一节，到是二十节的时候，你会看到比登天还难。
When we arrive to the final, the last verse, the 20th, we will see it's very difficult. It's more difficult than to go to heaven.
你们如果的义不胜于文士和法利赛人义，就不能够进天国。
Here it said, for I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the law, the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们了解犹太传统，就知道这句话有多难。
If we understand the Jewish tradition, then we can understand how difficult this paragraph, this word is.
他说，如果天堂只有两个人或者两种人进天堂。
He said, if there are only two types of people can go to heaven.
他说一个是文士，一个是法利赛人。
One is Pharisees, the other is the teacher of the law.
耶稣说，如果你不胜过他们，就不能够进去。
Jesus said, if you do not surpass them, you cannot go to heaven.
意思是他们不能进去。
Which means you cannot. It actually means you cannot go to heaven.
而在犹太传统里面，这两种人是最优秀的。
Because in the Jewish tradition, these two types of people are the most
最敬虔的。
The excellent, they are most faithful.
圣经的研究是最深入的。
They have a deepest understanding of the Bible also.
对遵行圣经的教导是最热心的。
They also enthusiastic, the most enthusiastic.
耶稣说他们不能够进去。
And the Jesus said they cannot even go to heaven.
你说我们还有什么盼望？
Then can we have any hope?
不如我们不要来教会了。
It's better for us to not even come to the church because we have no future.
因为这个越听越悲观。
Because we become more pessimistic when we're hearing the news.
所以耶稣在这里要告诉我们，一个表面的文字底下还有一个更大的奥秘在后面。
Jesus actually is telling us a mystery.Be underneath the surface of the letters or the words.
就是关于这个成全的问题。
It's a problem about accomplishment.
让我们来注意经文里面几个关键词。
Here, let's look at some key words.
耶稣说，不要认为我来会要废掉。
Jesus said, do not think that I come to abolish.
废掉这个词就是说使它没有用处。
Abolish means to make it has no use.
那马太在这里玩了一点点文字游戏。
Matthew here playing a game of words.
他在那个这个 word play， 他在这个第十九节他就又怎么说呢？无论何人废掉的诫命中最小的一条。
In verse 9 he said, anyone who breaks one of the least of the commands.
他这里的废掉跟这里的两个字很接近，但不太一样。
Here his breaks and abolish is the two words are very close, but it's not different. It's not the same.
这个废掉的意思是 lose， 就是把它松掉，把它放掉，不要。
Here break means you can make it loose and you can let it go. you don't use it.
所以耶稣说我来的使命不是要废掉旧约的教导。
Here, when Jesus said, I come not to abolish the law,
而是要成全。
But to fulfill them.
那不过在这里呢我们、啊、首先我们留意到在耶稣的观点里面旧约是持续有效的律法是持续有效的。
But here we also notice in Jesus' view, the Old Testament is also valid, it's continuing valid, it's good to us.
耶稣不反对旧约律法。
Jesus, he is not opposing the law of the Old Testament.
他甚至是怎么呢是尊重把旧约的律法看为是很有权威的。
He actually respect and he also see Old Testament very, has authority.
但是如果我们认为在这里耶稣就要保持旧约的律法不变那也是不对的。
But if we think Jesus is saying that he wants to keep the Old Testament and preserve it unchanged, it's not true either.
他耶稣在这里说我要成全。
Here, Jesus said, I want to accomplish or fulfill the Old Testament.
他的什么意思呢他要去实现这个旧约律法的目标。
He wants to realize the goal of the Old Testament.
就是他要把这个旧约上帝赐下律法的那个目的给表达出来。
He wants to realize the goal or express the purpose of the Old Testament.
所以让我们记得耶稣不反对旧约律法。
Here we should remember Jesus is not opposing the Old Testament.
但也不是保持让他保持在字句上的不变。
But he wants to keep the literal word is unchanged.
而是要去实现它。
But he wants to realize it.
耶稣在第二十八节呢，他又加深的这个语气来强调。
Here in verse 19, he expresses emphatically.
他说：“我实在告诉你们。
”I tell you the truth.
那这句话呢，在犹太人的语言里面。是一个很古怪的说法。
In Jewish tradition, it's a very odd expression.
这个原文的开始就是 Amen, 我告诉你们。
The original text is essentially saying Amen.
我想问每一个基督徒你们的经验也是一样的。什么时候我们说 Amen, 然后开始呢
?From our own experience also, when do we start with Amen?
我们总是 Amen 结束对不对
?We always use Amen to end our something.To finish something.
我以前看到一些基督徒很古怪，他们做礼拜就睡觉。
I see some strange Christians whenever they come to worship, they fall asleep.
他从头睡到尾。
They sleep from the beginning to the
end. 什么时候醒呢
？When we
当大家同声说阿门，他说醒过来了。
When all of the congregation say Amen, and then he woke up.
所以对他来讲，阿门什么意思呢？就是可以回家了。
To him, what does Amen mean? That it means that he can go home.
所以他们总结起来，基督教信仰就是几个门。
So they summarize the Christian faith essentially has several doors.
No doors.
No. Which means Amen because.
什么意思呢？说。
What does it mean?
圣经里面讲来讲去就是我们、你们、他们、阿门。
Essentially, Christianity is you.Us and we, you, they, and Amen. Because in Chinese translation, all of this, this word has a men, which is in common.
所以我们知道，很多人知道阿门意思就是结束。
So to a lot of people, they know the Amen means the end.
你们唱的歌里面有没有哪一首歌第一句开始说阿门，然后开始唱的有没有？没有，总是在最后才是阿门。
When you sing hymns.Are there any songs start with Amen?
为什么很古怪
It's really strange to start with Amen.
因为这个耶稣甚至把这个词用在开头，这就非常古怪。
Because Jesus used Amen in the beginning of a sentence.
犹太人只有在中间或者结束的时候才说 Amen.
From Jewish tradition, they use it in the middle of the sentence or at the end of the sentence.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这是耶稣他表达出来跟整个犹太传统很不一样的。
Here, Jesus is using various different expression expression from Jewish tradition.
这个犹太人当时的这个圣经专家们。
The Jewish, experts on the scripture.
他们在开始教导的时候讲话的时候他们不会 这么讲的。
When they start teaching, they won't say amen first.
他们总是常常用问题开始。
They start with questions.
他们或者是引用别人开始。
Or they cite others.
但耶稣的开始是一个非常庄严的宣告。
But Jesus started with a very solemn proclamation.
他一开始说 Amen。
He said, Amen.
然后我告诉你们
I tell you the truth.
所以这种人不被人打死是很困难的。
So it's very difficult for people not to kill them.
因为这个讲话太严肃太庄严。
Because it's too serious, too solemn to start with Amen.
他把自己的话等同于上帝。是上帝的话。
He is essentially equaling his own words with the word of God.
人家讲完了犹太的拉比们讲完了大家都同意的时候说 Amen.
When the rabbi finishes their sermon, then people, if people agree, they say amen.
耶稣说我不管你们同不同意我自己先同意 amen, 我就开始了。
Jesus essentially saying, no matter you agree with me or not, I start with amen, so I start.
我有听有一次牧师有一个讲到一句话让我很受启发。
Once I heard a sermon from a pastor.
他说我经常讲到很多人不注意听。
It's very inspiring to me. He said, I oftentimes preach, not a lot of people listen to me carefully.
但我自己很留意听。
But myself, I listen to it very carefully.
我想大概可以表达耶稣这里的意思。
But I think it can express the meaning.
耶稣以最庄严的方式来宣告他的话。
Here, Jesus proclaimed his word solemnly.
他用了一个假设。
He used a supposition.
他说即使天地都废掉了。
He said, even if the heaven and earth goes away,
他说律法的一点一画。
He said, the smallest letter or the least stroke
都不废去。
Won't be disappeared.
但是要直到什么呢？成全。
And it will be accomplished.
那个中文是都要成全，其实那个是直到它被完成。
In Chinese, it said, it's accomplished.In original meaning means until it is accomplished.
所以我们会耶稣说耶稣在这里用了一个两个很大的景象。
Here, Jesus actually used two very big pictures.
一个是很天地那种很大人没有办法形容的这种庞然大物。
First, he used the heaven and the earth, which is big.
第二个就是小的不能够再小的一点一画。
Then he used the smallest picture, which is the least stroke.
什么叫一点一画呢？
The smallest letter and the least stroke.
我想英文的人比较难懂。
I think for English speakers, it's difficult for them to understand.
中文的人很容易懂。
For Chinese, it's easier.
那个字要是差一点呢，就天地之差。
If a Chinese character is with the difference of a little stroke, it has a very different meaning.
我举一个例子。
For example,
大跟狗就差一点。
For example, big and dog there's only difference of one stroke.
比方说这么写就是大，再加一点就是狗了。
If you write that way, it means big. If you put a stroke there, this means a dog.
你知道在希伯来文和希腊文里面有类似的这样子。
In Hebrew and the Greek language, it has similar kind of situation.
在这个新约是原文是希腊文，所以在这里呢，假如说的是 Elta， 这个一点就指的 Elta。
Here the New Testament was written in Greeks, and here the one point if the stroke if is Elta that word
是指一个 wow， 指一个
is the wow
原因。啊，是指的一个这个 Elta 呢，在希腊文里面，当它碰到两个都是的时候呢，比方说 Alpha 或者是两个 Elta 的时候。
In the Greek language, if it has two vowels together side by side,
double Alpha over Alpha and Elta.
Okay.
那么在这个时候呢，这个就不写出这个字母来了，它在底下呢点一小点。
They won't, if they, in this situation, they won't write two letters, but they will put a little stroke underneath the letter.
他在这个 alpha 的下面呢，写一个小勾，就是意思就是旁边有一个 alpha.
They put a check mark underneath the alpha, and which means there is, beside it, there is the alpha.
在希伯来文里面，这个叫 yod， 这个字叫 yod。
In Hebrew language, it's called yod.
它就比希腊文更玄了。
It's
它是小的不得了一点点的，这个比方说你写一个框，一个不对不起不是框，这个希伯来文一个字母，然后它在里面点一点。
In Hebrew language is I don't know the word, sorry.
它只是那么一个小点。
It's a very little stroke.
但是它是表达这个字母重复。
But it means repeating this letter.
所以我们看到英文写草的人啊，随便少几个点都没有关系。
If we see the English, if they write in cursive, if there is if there are a few stroke missing, it doesn't matter.
你看那些签名，七八个字母就一笔。
If you look at the signature, they have seven or eight letters, but they just write it that way.
希腊文的希伯来文里面这个小点是很关键的。
But in Greek language, the Hebrew language, the little stroke is very, very crucial.
有一个天才的解经家呢，他的发现别出心裁。我虽然不同意这样的很有想象力，跟大家分享一下。那他说什么呢？他说这个 Elta,
a genius Bible teacher, he said.Elta,
他说就是指耶稣。
Referring to Jesus.
为什么呢？这个耶稣的第一个字母在希腊文里面就是这个 Elta.
Because in Greek language, the first letter of Jesus' name is started with Elta.
我要告诉大家，英文的耶稣发音的翻译是不对。
I also tell you the English translation of Jesus' name is not correct.
但中文翻译才对，耶稣。
The Chinese translation is correct. 耶稣 is correct.
所以在希腊文里面就是耶稣。
In Greek language, his name is called 耶稣。
他说在这个希伯来文也是，他说耶稣的第一个开头就是这个 yo， 意思就是什么呢？他说这里的一点你不能够忽略，否则你就忽略掉耶稣了。
In Hebrew language, it also starts with the same thing. If the stroke means Jesus, if you ignore that one, that means you are ignoring Jesus Christ.
所以他。耶稣说天地都废去的，但是那个小点都不可以少。
Jesus said the heaven and earth will go away, but that smallest joke you cannot disappear. You cannot miss. You cannot miss it.
他不是保证一个文字上的完整。
He is not saying we should keep the intact, keep the word intact.
而是要成全。
We should accomplish.
所以在这里面我们会注意到耶稣对于整本旧约的看法是什么呢？
Here we see the view of Jesus on the Old Testament.
他在认为整本旧约圣经里面哪怕是任何一个小点都是很关键的。
He essentially is saying even the smallest stroke of the Old Testament is very crucial.
但是我们注意到跟近两百年来人们对圣经的看法这是真是一个太大的不同。
But we notice the view on the Bible, human beings' view on the Bible in recent 200 years is categorically different from Jesus' view.
你们知道从德国开始呢，有一门学问叫做文本批判学，或者叫经文批判学。
You know, starting from the German, there is a subject called the higher criticism.
或者是叫文本的、
the text criticism.
那这个学问说什么呢？说圣经里面呢有很多话呢不是原来有的。
This type of subject essentially is saying some words in the Old Testament in the Bible is originally was not there.
然后圣经里面很多话不是上帝的话。
A lot of words are not God word from God.
有一个神学家说，圣经里面有上帝说的，有人说的，有鬼说的，有驴说的。
A theologian said the words in the Bible essentially some of the words said by God, some of the words said by devil, some of the words by human beings, some even said by donkey.
所以他说怎么可能每一句都是神的话呢？
How come it can be every word, every sentence a word of God?
我想他是写哲学出身的，但可能他就没有写文学了。
He's a philosopher, but he does not know the literature.
我们知道当你写作引用别人的话的时候，这也是归在你作品的名下。
We know if we cite somebody else, it's also a credit to the author.
而这些东西要来呈现你的思想，你的观点。
But all these citations and the expressions express yourself.
在我要特别提，在中国人里面有一个聪明绝顶的人。
Here I want to see a genius in China.
这个旧约圣经对我们华人基督徒不重要。
He said the Old Testament is important to us, the Chinese Christians.
他说那不过是为了预 备耶稣来的时候 的一个文献。
The Old Testament is actually the literature which to prepare Jesus to come.
他既然耶稣来的嘛，那些就不重要。
Because Jesus has already come, it's not important.
他说我们中国人要重新编一本圣经。
We Chinese Christians, we need to edit a new Bible.
他说新约呢全部保留。
We will keep all the New Testament.
旧约呢我们就挑一部分。
We will select some texts from Old Testament.
他就认为呢这个先知书要保留多一点。
We should keep the most of the prophets.
因为呢这个中国人呢、啊、比较缺少这种独立的知识分子，这种批判的独立知识分子的思维。
Because our Chinese, we lack of the independent intellectual way of thinking.
然后他说诗篇这些就不要了，为什么？因为中国被称为诗的国度，我们还要他们干嘛？
We won't keep the Psalms because the Chinese is called a nation of poems.
然后呢他说这个创世纪呢我们挑一部分。
Genesis, we choose part of Genesis.
那这样的话呢旧约很少了。
Here we see a little portion from Old Testament.
那另外是什么呢？
And then the other part.
他说另外呢我们就加一点这个道德经。
We can add Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu.
然后呢加一点佛经。
And we can also take some Buddhist texts.
然后加一点这个论语。
And we also can analyze from Confucian.
所以他认为呢这是中国人的、
Confucius.
这是中国人的旧约，应该还加上李白杜甫。
He also said we should add Li Bai and Du Fu's poem onto this is the Old Testament for Chinese.
但耶稣说一点一画都不要废弃。
But Jesus said you cannot leave a least letter, a smallest letter of the least stroke.
在耶稣的观点里面，这整本书的每一点都是神圣的。
In Jesus' view, it is holy.The whole book is holy.
它的任何一个部分都是不可缺少的。
Every part is indispensable.
有一个新约著名的新约学者，他问你问一个，他问你一个问题，他说：“你相信圣经吗？”
Famous New Testament scholar said, "Do you believe the scripture?"
他说：“如果你只相信圣经里面是你喜欢的那一部分
，If you just like the Bible, which part, the part that you like.”
这是人常犯的毛病。
This is the mistake that human beings oftentimes make.
他说：“我告诉你，你真的是不相信圣经。
”He said, "I tell you, you really do not believe in the Bible."
这不仅仅是马太表达出来的。
This is not only expressed by Matthew.
包括保罗也是这么认
为。Because Paul, he also thinks the same thing.
保罗在提摩太后书的三章十六节怎么说呢？
In the Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, what he said?
圣经都是什么？神所默示的。
He said that all scriptures God breathed.
是什么？是以教训督责，教导人学义，预备行各样的善事。圣经说都是什么？有益的。
It's useful.For teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness,
保罗认为圣经的每一部分对我们都是有益处。
Paul thinks all scripture, every part is beneficial to us.
耶稣用一个最极端的比喻来告诉我们，他的一点一画都不可以废弃。
Jesus used a very extreme metaphor. He said, even the smallest letter and the least stroke, it cannot.Do away with.
让我们暂时这个停下解释，我们来应用，我们来思想反省，我们怎么来对待圣经。
Now let's stop here. Let's think about how do we use it after we interpreting it.
我们对基督徒对圣经是什么样一个看法呢
？What is the attitude that should we have towards the Bible?
我亲口听见一个很有名的牧师讲到。
I hear a very famous preacher said.
他说你们基督徒啊
，You're Christian, he said.
他说如果每天能够读一节经文，就是很好的基督徒。
If you can read a verse, you are a good Christian.
你知道吗？你每天读一节，你活一百，你读一百年，差不多才能读完圣经。
If you read a verse a day, and then it will take.100 years for you to finish the Bible.
因为圣经总共有31102节。
Because the Bible has 102 verses. So it takes 100 years for
them
to finish it.
你们不必要把圣经读一遍。
He said it's not necessary for you to read the,
圣经太厚了,
那些都给牧师,
传道人读的, 他说,一般平信读圣经,
the Bible is too thick. It's designed for the ministers and the preachers. And for you, you can just read selectively.
He is a,
he is a very famous pastor, and he has a lot of audience.
我想举手反对,
I want to oppose him, raise my hand, but I was sitting far away from his,
所以你们知道,
from him.
你们知道圣经的, 既然在耶稣的观点里面是这样的神圣, 每一点都不可或缺,
if we know that scripture is so holy, so solemn in Jesus' view, every part is indispensable.
你是不是也这样尊重,
then, shall we be more respectful to the Bible and be careful when we read the Bible?
我刚信主不久就有一个人告诉我, 他说圣经里面有很多篇幅, 你是不需要念的。
After I became a Christian, a person told me a lot of paragraphs in the Bible you shouldn't, you don't need to read it.
我认为, 我要劝勉每一个基督徒要好好的读圣经, 而且认真的每一点都不要跳过。
To me, I want to warn you or just tell you, you should read the Bible carefully. Even the smallest stroke, you shouldn't escape it.
那么在这里耶稣告诉我们, 旧约圣经整本都是有效的。
Here, Jesus is telling us that the entire Old Testament is useful, is valid.
这里会引来两个很重要的不同的观点。
But here, we will see two very, two different views.
那一个呢, 叫做律法主义。
One is the legalism.
他们就要把旧约里面所有的那些规条都要教训人去遵守。
They want to teach all the old the rules of the Old Testament, they want all people to obey them.
这种人叫律法主义。
This type of people they call legalists.
比如说你要割礼。
For example, you should have circumcision.
比如说你要守安息日。
You should keep Sabbath.
我们是在主日, 在我们是在这个 七天的第一天。
We worship in the first day, the Lord's day.
旧约是在第七天。
In the Old Testament, is the seventh day.
所以他们坚定的一定要守这个安息日。
So they keep the Sabbath in the seventh day.
另外有一些人呢, 他们走到另外一个极端, 叫做反律法主义。
There is another group of people, they go to another extreme, is called antinomianism.
耶稣说了, 真理叫你们得自由。
Jesus said the truth can set you free.
所以他说来吧, 我们已经自由了, 旧约那些所有东西对我们都是无效的。
So they said, so we are free already, so all the Old Testament is invalid to us.
这难就难在这个地方。
What is more difficult is this?
耶稣认为旧约的每一句都是神圣的。
Jesus said each verse in the Old Scripture is stolen.
是有效力的。
It is useful.
但是呢,但是你会看到呢, 我们不必要守旧约里面的任何一个规条。
But we also see Jesus is telling us that we shouldn't obey all every rules of the Old Testament.
那什么是应该遵守,什么是不需要遵守呢? 这是太难的事情。It
is very difficult for us to figure out what we should obey, what we shouldn't obey.
你们知道吧, 在旧约, 你们如果在旧约来做礼拜, 你们一定要带东西来的。
You know, if you are living in Old Testament times, when you come here to worship, you should bring stuff.
当然,你土豆也可以,
potatoes, chickens, or ox. It's all okay.
但是呢,不可以空手的。
But you cannot come with empty hand.
所以在旧约里面呢, 做礼拜聚会的时候是很热闹的。
So in Old Testament times, when people worship, this it's a very, what? You should see, you have a lot of people have different things going on.
是像乐园一样的, 动物也有,
it's like a paradise, or like a zoo.
所以, 新约不必要了,
But in New Testament times, it's
那些宗教仪式都没有了。
There's no all these religious rituals.
这证明我们自由了嘛？旧约那些规条无效了嘛
？So then we are all free. So all rules is all gone.
但耶稣又说一点都不能够废掉。
But Jesus said you shouldn't abolish even a smallest stroke.
这到底是怎么回事呢
？What happened?
这个关键词就在于成全。
Here the critical word is accomplished.
所以很律法主义。错解了耶稣这句话，认为把旧约保持完全不变。
So the legalists essentially interpreted this scripture very wrongly.
耶稣说是要
the Old Testament
去实现它。
And Jesus essentially saying we should fulfill it.
什么样叫实现呢
？What do we mean by fulfillment？
在这里面有耶稣透过主要三个方面，或者说当然大的三个方面来实现这个旧约。
Here Jesus tell us three aspects.
第一，他是透过教导。
First through teaching.
他把旧约真正的那个意义教导出来。
He teaches us the true meaning of the Old Testament.
法利赛人和那些犹太派、犹太教的那些文士们，他们错解了旧约圣经。
The Pharisees and the teachers of law, they misunderstood the Old Testament and interpreted it wrongly.
加入很多人的遗传。
They added a lot of human inheritance.
耶稣在这方面加以纠正。
Jesus corrected them.
大家注意到耶稣当耶稣的门徒吃饭没有洗手的时候。
We know when Jesus' disciples they did not wash their hands when they were eating.
没有洗手是不行的。
And the Pharisees and the teacher of the law said you should wash. You should wash your hands before you eat.
在这里我要特别请你留意，不要用科学解经。
Here I want you to pay more attention to this issue. You shouldn't use science to interpret the Bible.
这么不讲卫生，人家骂他，他还不接受。
You see all these disciples, they didn't wash their hands. They are not sanitary. So they criticize them, but they don't obey. They don't accept.
尽量可能短一点，谢谢啊。
Sorry.
所以呢，你会这里的意思是他们违背了一种宗教的命令。
Here we see
against
the
order.
Yeah.
所以你会在这里呢发现呢，因为他们的意思不是吃饭卫不卫生的问题。
It's not about how to eat.
耶稣的回答就更土更不卫生了。
Jesus' answer is even worse.
说吃进去的不要紧，拉出来的那就好了嘛。
It doesn't matter what you eat, but it's what you pass out is more important.
他说那个嘴里面说的话才重要。
It's the word in your mouth is more important.
然后你的心更重要。
Your heart is more important.
他说吃东西脏有什么关系啊
？It whatever you eat, it doesn't matter.
他说最多我自己拉肚子而已。
Just stomachache.
但是那个道德上的洁净更重要。
But the moral purity is more important.
所以这里不要从科学角度来理解，他们的洗手是宗教礼仪。
So we shouldn't understand the Bible from the scientific perspective, but from the religious perspective.
但耶稣的回答真正挖掘了这个旧约的这个律法的含义。
But here Jesus' answer reveals the essence of the Old Testament.
因为时间有限，我只举一个例子啊。
Because of time, I'll give you one example.
耶稣更重要的是透过他的工作。
Jesus through his work.
耶稣的死就表明这个律法的有效性和律法的成全。
His death to express the validity of the Old Testament and also accomplishment of the Old Testament.
为什么上帝对人类的拯救要透过死来表达呢
？How come God fulfilled His purpose by through death?
因为若不流血，罪就不能够赦免。
Because,
这是律法的公义要求。
Because if there is no blood shed, no sin will be forgiven.
这是律法的公义要求。
This is required by the law of the law.
耶稣之所以要死，就是因为这个律法的要求。
Jesus died because this is required by the law.
所以这个死就证明了这个律法是有效的。是有权威的。
His death is essentially saying the Old Testament, the law is valid.
但是这个
authoritative.
是应验了旧约的教导。
Also the death fulfills the teaching of Old Testament.
是旧约的应许将有一个赎罪的 这个赎罪罪的出现。
The promise of Old Testament is telling us there is a redemption behavior action will appear.
他不仅仅死，还从死里复活。
He's not only died, but I will resurrect from the death.
而当耶稣复活升天以后呢，这个圣灵降下，在这个五旬节圣灵降下。
After Jesus resurrected, ascended to the heaven, and then the Holy Spirit descended on us on Pentecost.
这是很重要的一件事。
This is a very important event in history.
在保罗的著作里面。
In Paul's works,
这个圣灵的降临好像取代了那个文字的律法给人的印象。
The descendants of the Holy Spirit is replace the replace what? I forgot.
就是取代了那个字句。
Replace the words of the Old Testament.
而保罗好说，我们不再活在那个规条里面，我们现在活在灵里面。
Jesus,
那个灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Paul is saying we are not living in the words anymore. We are living in the spirit. Wherever there is a spirit, there is a freedom.
但这里面呢，其实不是废掉旧约的律法。
Here Paul is now saying to abolish the law.
这是透过一个旧约的另外一个事件的应验，就是上帝的律法不再写在石板上，也写在我们的心板上。
Here also saying the law of Old Testament, God's law is no longer written in the stone tablets, but in the stone of your the tablets of your heart.
所以这个圣灵的降临，它不是要废掉旧约的律法。
So the coming of Holy Spirit is not to abolish the Old Testament,
而是要实现那个律法。
But to fulfill the law of the Old Testament.
我们的基督徒的生活，我们不再是依据旧约那些表面的法则，有一个更大的精神在里面。
Christian life is no longer based on the law itself, but based on the spirit of the law.
我们都知道耶稣说旧约的总纲是什么，就是爱。
We all know the essence of the Old Test of the law is love.
我们以为啊，基督徒的这个伦理用爱已经可以取代到旧约的一切了。
We think we can use love to replace everything in the Old Testament.
No, 在下文里面耶稣说，如果有谁把这个圣经里面的那些放松掉一点去教别人，他说这个人呢，要在天国里面要算小的。
But Jesus says no, if you abolish the smallest part of the Old Testament, you will be the smallest one in the heaven.
你们知道文士法利赛人他们非常顶真的，对这个圣经的研究非常仔细。
We know the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, they studied the Bible very carefully, Old Testament very carefully.
你要不超过他们，你还是不能够进天国。
But Jesus said, if your study is to not surpass the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you cannot go to heaven.
我们在讲完耶稣对这个旧约的看法是一个有效的，是要应验的。
We know what Jesus said about Old Testament will become true.
在19和20节是讲到伦理，我们应该怎么去对待表达这个律法。
Verse 19 and 20 essentially is telling us ethics, how we should deal with the law.
这两节是很重的警告。
Here we see very, very serious warning.
如果你放松的律法，你将会什么？你将会被看为小的。
If you relax on the law, you will be seen as the smallest.
其实在这里也是用一个文字游戏，说如果你 be little law, the Torah, 如果你把这个律法看得小了，或者说把它弄小了，那么你呢，在上帝的国度里面呢， you will be little.所以呢，就是这里是一个文字游戏，就是你废掉那个小的，你就会变成小的。
Here we see is a game of the words. He is saying, if you belittle the law, you will belittle in heaven.
虽然文士和法利赛人很认真，但你不超过他们，你还是不能够进天国。
Although the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, they are very serious, but if you don't surpass them, you cannot go to heaven.
我们应该怎么办？
What shall we do?
我们的出路在什么地方？
Where is our hope?
请下个礼拜再来。
We'll come next week.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
主啊，我们在这样沉重、严肃的话面前，主，我们感到战惊。
We are fearful before your serious words.
主求你自己给我们智慧，让我们怎么样来对待圣经。
Lord, please give us the wisdom to teach us how to deal with the,how to study the, old, the Bible.
来理解你的圣经。
Understand the Bible.
主，我们知道你不是废弃，而是成全。
We know you come not to abolish, but to accomplish, to fulfill.
我们应当怎样和别人来分享你的道？
How shall we share your words?
我们甚至怎样去超越的那些文士和法利赛人，那些热心研究圣经的人。
How do we teach us how to surpass the Pharisees and the teachers of the law?
使我们能够真正在你的天国里面有份。
Make us a person who can share your heaven.
主，求你自己怜悯我们。
Your kingdom, please be merciful to us.
这些话能够让我激励我们更加渴望主你自己的救恩。
May your words inspire us to know more your salvation.
也让我们能够更加宝贵主你自己的你的救恩。
Make us treasure your salvation.
因为你自己的死和复活救我们脱离的律法的咒诅。
Because your death and resurrection saved us from the curse of the law.
因为你自己的圣灵在我们的生命里面，让我们去进一步的成全律法成为可能。
Your Holy Spirit inside of us also help us to accomplish to fulfill the law.
主，求你自己保守你的子民全然成圣，来荣耀你的名。
Lord, protect your citizens.
全然成圣来荣
耀你的名。To make us holy, to glorify your name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.